There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. Use the code HORSE200. For $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at vsin.com/horses. Sign up now.
All right, Nigel Seeley joins the program now. Busy soccer weekend coming up. We'll get some best bets here in the Prim. And also lower leagues as well with Nigel. Good day, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? You all right?
Doing pretty well. Let's begin with City, shall we? Because they are a gargantuan favorite, obviously. They're laying 2.5 goals. I'm seeing like minus 1,400 right now in the three-way. Is it worth a shot here to lay the 2.5 goals with Man City? Like, is Bournemouth going to score in this game?
I don't think Bournemouth will score. I think Manchester City will cover the handicap pretty comfortably. Man City are the best team in English football by some distance. I said last year that I thought they were a better squad than Liverpool. And obviously they've enhanced that squad with the signing of one of the most exciting talents in world soccer in Haaland. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. Last week, if you saw him, he scored 2 goals. He was very disappointed he never scored 3 on his debut. Usually a lot of players take a lot of time to get used to the pace of the Premier League, not this kid. He's something else. He's very flash. He's quite arrogant. He's extremely confident. And that is exactly the kind of thing that Manchester City have been missing for a long, long time. So I think the signs are very, very ominous for anybody in the Premier League. And the gap between these two sides is immense, absolutely immense. Bournemouth are a side that I think will get relegated this season. They didn't do me any favours last week. It was an abysmal start to the Premier League season for me personally. But it was the first week, so you say on week one you need to get it right. You're reliant on form. But what I saw from Manchester City at the weekend suggests that there's no one who's going to come close to them in winning the Premier League this season. I think they are that far ahead. I did some breakdown on this Manchester City match. I looked at some analysis and some breakdowns of Man City over the last 5 seasons. So Man City against bottom half clubs in the Premier League. Now you would consider Bournemouth to be a bottom half club in the Premier League. They've played 50 times against bottom half teams, 10 each season in the last 5 years. They've won 44, they've drawn 4, they've lost 2. And the only 2 games they've lost have been against the same side, Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace have beat them twice. So against every other team, they've absolutely smashed them over. They've covered the handicap of 2.5 in 25 of those 50 games. So 50%. It's an even money shot that they cover it. But when you consider there's teams in 11th, 12th, like teams like West Ham in some seasons, teams like Southampton, teams like Crystal Palace, who are a lot, lot better than the teams at the bottom of the league. But they cover it. They cover 2.5 in 25 of 50 matches over 5 seasons. They've won 10-0 against those sides 28 times in 50, so 56% chance. And they've scored 165 goals in those 50 matches. So they average 3.3 goals per game at home against bottom half clubs. So there you go. So they 3.3 goals. The over is 3.5 here. You know, Man City should cover that on its own. And you would say that this is a much, much stronger Manchester City side with Haaland in than the teams that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. Well, they're definitely a much more goal attacking side now with an out and out centre forward. So they're averaging 3.3 goals without him. What are they going to do against teams like this with him? I don't know. The other thing I looked at was Bournemouth are a promoted club into the Premier League. Last season, the 3 promoted clubs that went up from the Championship to the Premier League at home against Man City. Man City won 5-0, 5-1 and 2-0. So it was 12-1. Against promoted clubs. So Bournemouth are going to struggle. Man City minus 2.5 for me.
Okay, very good. Interesting you say that about Man City already one match in. I know, but to your point, Klopp was disgusted with how Liverpool played, getting the 2-2 draw against Fulham to start the season. How about early Saturday, Arsenal against Leicester? Leicester coming off the draw at home against Brentford.
Yeah, I mean, 2 games, again, that really disappointed me last week. I went with Crystal Palace draw with a start against Arsenal, never got a look in. Arsenal were exceptional in the first half. And then Leicester were 2-0 up cruising against Brentford, my team, for the drop. And they give it away in the last 15 minutes, letting 2 goals and from a win that looked no problems whatsoever. They ended up getting a draw. I think Leicester have got some big problems this season. There's a lot of players wanting to leave. The goalkeeper, Kasper Schmeichel, has left. Mm-hmm. The manager he's got a quite rather large ego, Brendan Rodgers, and I expect him to don't want to stay around if things are going bad. And I think things are going quite bad at Leicester. So many people want to leave. The club is rumored not to have much money at the club. So I think it's going to be a tough season for them. They travel to Arsenal. Arsenal were brilliant, I thought, in the first half against Crystal Palace. Really surprised by Arsenal. Thought they had their tactics absolutely spot on. Stopped playing Crystal Palace. They could stop them playing in midfield. And the Leicester side is run by Jamie Vardy up front, put the goals in, but James Maddison provides the goals for him. I think that Arsenal will stop Maddison playing. If you look at the morale of the two teams, Arsenal coming in on the back of a fantastic opening day of the season with a win. Leicester throwing away a 2-0 win and getting a 2-2 draw against a fairly weak Brentford side. So I think morale for the two camps is very, very low. And then if you look at tradition and history, Leicester have only won once in their last 30 visits to Arsenal. So 30 matches, you've got to go back to like 1969, that run. They beat them 2 years ago, but prior to that, they've never won all the way back into the late 60s, early 70s. So it's a real difficult place for Leicester to go. And I feel that Arsenal now, with a big home crowd behind them, a very different feel around the place, I think Arsenal win. And I think the best way to bet them would be Arsenal minus one, which is about even money. I'd take Arsenal minus one on the Asian handicap and be a push if they won by exactly one goal, rather than take the minus 205 on Arsenal to actually win the game. So I'm going to take Arsenal minus one with that push on the one goal win, hope for 2 or 3.
Great. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, our guest at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. The big one Sunday, Chelsea against Tottenham. You talked about them at the seminar, Tottenham 12-1 to win the Prem. Great start in the first match. They win 4-1. Chelsea, they got the W against Everton 1-0. What do you think of this match?
Well, this price is being built. These odds for this match are being made on history, I think, and public perception. I mean, whenever Chelsea played Tottenham, everyone expects Chelsea to win. They played 4 times last season. Chelsea won them all, and Tottenham didn't score. Chelsea haven't lost against Tottenham since 2018. The last 6 games, Tottenham haven't even scored against Tottenham. But this is a very different Tottenham. Very, very, very different Tottenham side. Conte, the manager, really believes he's got a chance of challenging Man City this season. And I think they could be the one who come out and merge the pack and make a sort of a contender for runner-up with Liverpool. I'm quite surprised that Tottenham are plus 230. I mean, they won 4-1 at the weekend against Southampton. And there was two things that really surprised me about the game, which were very much unlike Tottenham. The first thing is they went behind and they were 1-0 down very early and they come back and won 4-1. Tottenham wouldn't have done that 2 or 3 years ago. They would have been a bit flaky and the crowd would have turned. Mm. But I think that's Conte's influence on them. The other thing I really liked about them is I liked the fact that they scored 4 goals and none of the 4 goals were scored by Harry Kane or Son, who were responsible for about 65% of Tottenham's goals. So that was a really encouraging thing for me. I'm going to go for a change of the guard in London. I think Tottenham will get something from this. I like Tottenham plus a quarter of a goal, which brings in the draw. We get a push on the draw of half of our bet, and we get Tottenham plus a half on the other half of the bet. So, yeah, I don't think Tottenham get beaten this game. I think the odds are being created on history rather than what we've currently, this current crop of players at Chelsea and Tottenham. Chelsea got a huge amount of changes in this side. It's a very, very hot day and hot weekend in London. It's about 35, 36 here. So at the weekend, this Chelsea side has got 2 centre-halves, 2 defenders who played a lot of football. We've got a combined age of about 72 between them. And I think they might be a little bit leg weary. And I think Tottenham will get something from here. I'm not going to bet them to win, plus 230, but Tottenham plus a quarter of a goal would do for me.
Okay. Beautiful call last week on Peterborough. You're fantastic in the lower leagues. It's your job to give out winners and our job to get down and gallivant around town on these League One and League Two plays. What do you think of the lower leagues? A couple picks here, please.
Yeah, I mean, we had a bad week on the Premier League last week, but we still won money on the Premier Sports Plays, which are my betting service, all on the lower leagues. We've got six bets in the lower leagues on that, but I'll give you two. One of them I'm going to give you is Bolton to beat Port Vale in League One. Bolton are a side that I've put up as one of my futures to win the division. There's something really special going on at the University of Bolton Stadium. The manager has been there a few years. He's brought in some really good players at the end of last season. They finished the end of the start of last season, just missed out on the playoffs, and they brought their momentum in. Last weekend, they beat Wickham 3-0. Wickham are a very, very good team at this level, very physical side, and they dominated them, really, really did do well 3-1. They won 5-1 in midweek in the Cup, and they played Port Vale, who are newly promoted to League One. They started the season with a 2-1 win against Fleetwood, but last weekend, they lost 4-0 against Exeter, and that is a bad, bad, bad performance. And I think Bolton here going to Port Vale will get the win. You can bet them around about plus 130, that kind of price. I think they will beat Port Vale this weekend. So Bolton to beat Port Vale. And another league, I'll go down to League 2, the one below it. Carlisle at home to Swindon. Geographically, this is a long, long way for Swindon to go. And these players have got to go in a coach. They don't have, or train. They don't have any luxury of planes or anything like that. It's a long, long drive for English standards. Crawley have started off the season pretty well. Carlisle started the season very well. They beat our tip Crawley 1-0 on the opening day of the season. But the big thing for me here is Swindon were the favourites to be relegated last season from League Two. They managed to make the playoffs. They had a load of financial problems, but the reason why they did that was because they had a very good manager in Ben Garner. Ben Garner has left the club in the summer, taken a lot of good players with him and moved to Charlton, one of the teams in that division. And the new manager's come in, Scott Lindsay, and he's nowhere near up to the previous manager. Mm. He hasn't got the same caliber of player to work with. And they haven't won in their opening 3 games this season. And the big thing is they haven't scored and they haven't looked like scoring. So I feel that this match here odds are being generated on what we saw last year rather than this year. This Swindon side is going to be in the side struggling at the bottom rather than the top. So Carlisle to beat Swindon at plus 180.
Very good. Follow him on Twitter. He is at Sealy_Nigel. Thanks, mate. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Take it.
Thank you.
Today's Major League Baseball card is up next. The total for this game. Talk about a bad opening number. It already moved 1.5 runs. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Calling all baseball fans this week, Bet Rivers Online Book, your home for same-game parlay bets and all the MLB action. Field of Dreams tonight. Create your ideal same-game parlay over three legs and receive up to three 50% profit boost. A 50% profit boost when you place qualifying same-game parlay wagers this week only. Head over to BetRivers.com or download the app for more details. Get up there.
You know, a year ago, the morning of the Field of Dreams game, we had a guest on. His name was Chris Earle. He worked in that area. Now he's in Florida, but he's also, like, he's big into sports and everything. He's like, hey, look, I think I have a pretty good angle on this game. And he came out, he was talking about the humidity off the corn, and it was an excellent breakdown, right?
Yeah, it was right.
Funny. And he's like, I think this game is going to be a good one to go over. And it exploded late, and it went over. Well, tonight's game, again, the Field of Dreams game.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be the Cubs and the Reds. We mentioned the opener. DraftKings, they put up baseball openers at, I think, like right now for the next day. They're always available. And that total was 7.5. And our first takeaway, gut reaction was like, man, 7.5. It's what, Lodolo going against Smiley, probable starters tonight. That's too low.
Yeah.
And then get off the show, look around. Is it available in Las Vegas? It's like, it's 9 everywhere. Like, so the 7.5 was clearly a low number right now. Is 9 still worth a pop, you think?
Yes. The ball was flying out of there last year.
Yeah, it was.
The weather's supposed to be cooperate, looking at 80 degrees, Dyersville, Iowa. You're also looking at the good conditions. I know our guy Peter is there. Thanks for the email. He sent that in. He's there with a corporate gig. Send us pictures. Looks fantastic. So last year's game was the highest-rated regular season game. We'll see what this does tonight. The uniforms look fantastic. Joey Votto's going to be mic'd up. I like doing that. You liked it when they did it with Soto with the All-Star game, too?
Well, I think it's...
it was a Sunday night game. Excuse me.
Whoever came up with this idea, I think it's really taking off right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Manoa was with the All-Star game. But this is... he's an interesting character. That should add some intrigue to the game. Tough beat with the teams that are involved. But... it was a great scene last year. Costner out there, huge ratings. I like the over 9. You still go over 9, as you mentioned. And the Cubs are playing pretty good ball, too.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would also tell you this, that I know that you said earlier today in the show, it's a little unfortunate that football's back, bad break for Major League Baseball. But look, if you have a multi-TV setup, you can watch games at the same time. The baseball game's going to have to be on one of the screens tonight for this game.
Mm.
Because, again, you know, like the whole fascination and the novelty of Ohtani to wear off on people, I think is absolutely laughable. Come on. You can't get sick of it after 1 year. I don't like the movie Field of Dreams, but I don't care. The fact that they're going to go here back, I'll watch it every single time it's going to be here.
Yeah. Top-notch last year.
It's really good television. Yeah.
I love the Reds uniforms tonight. Look at this. Beautiful video, guys, MLB.com.
Yeah, I mean, I
there
love this.
Oh, coming in through the corn. Yeah, just like the movie. The whole setup is unbelievable. What is it? 4,000 people live there?
It's not many.
Do I have that right, folks? Our Iowa friends?
Well, how many people actually can attend the game?
Yeah, I think it holds. Does it hold eight?
Was it that low?
Well, there's another. I don't know what. There's another field next to it too. I don't know which.
Yeah.
Which? Yeah. I think there'll be 7,000-8,000
there. And you have to figure this too. Like the players are absolutely going to be jacked to play here for the first time every single time.
Yeah.
They were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it because Lance Lynn, if I recall correctly, was like cruising in the game, and then he's sweating like Sean Miller on the mound because of all the humidity in the corn cobs dancing around.
Yeah.
Right? And so the ball eventually was flying out of the park.
Uh-huh.
But I think first five total is 4.5. I think I'll pop it again. Bet it again on Chris's recommendation last year. I think I'll do it again
That's
tonight.
That's good. Yep. Fantastic. We'll check it out tonight.
More on this
with Mike Palm coming up too. Palm's from Iowa. Get his thoughts on the game.
An oddball baseball card today.
Yes, it is.
I got to be honest.
Well, that's the late game. That's it. That's the only late game.
Right.
But the other big one is now the door is open for Cease here. White Sox lose again. God. Guardians in first place, by the way. So Verlander wasn't bad, but he gave up 3 runs in 6 innings. In 20 of 23 starts, Cease has allowed 2 earned runs or fewer.
Yeah.
So he's had only a couple. He gave up 7 to Boston, 6 to the Yankees, and 4 to Cleveland. But this great run here, historic run, he has the record. 13 straight starts allowing 1 earned run or fewer. And now he's $1.75 against Greinke and the Royals. Total of 7.5. Can he keep it going here?
Well, taking money. He's $1.90 at DraftKings. So that got bumped up a good 15 cents. Total now up to 8 in this game. You want to go Royals? Do you want to pull like an Alcantara here from last night and talk about Phillies?
First five.
Phillies team total under first five for the game under first. The White Sox can't hit. They're struggling right now.
They are.
They're in really, really bad shape. Somehow this division is still alive. Nobody wants to run away with this thing.
Is that how you want to play the White Sox too? You don't want full game? Marlins cashed for first five yesterday as well.
No, they did. They did. And that was a little plus money when we're so. Yeah. I don't know what I want to do with this game yet tonight. Can you really expect the Royals to go out there in the first five and give them many runs? Their team total is hovering around 1.5.
They were the favorites yesterday at some books still to win the division. Guys, we're over 110 games in here. Well, they're a game over 500, and they have some tough games coming up yet. I mean, they can't even beat the Royals.
But
they're 7-7 this year against the Royals.
I know. But I will say this. They're only 2.5 games back. And on paper, who's the best team? Like, who has the highest power rating? Would you go Twins or would you go White Sox?
A healthy Twins team, yeah.
You would?
The Twins should be running away with this. Remember that stretch where they blew 5 games in a row,
it was. But they're not, so you can say the same thing about that team that we're saying about the White Sox.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to get out of Greinke, though, either. I mean, he could be, he's with his
mixed bag.
Mixed bag of tricks, what he has as well. You know, and should Plesac be laying $1.60 tonight as well? I've had some luck with him in the past, but he has some bad numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I give the Royals credit. They've been feisty here. The Tigers have been feisty against them. Now, that Cleveland has won 5 in a row against them, but it still is 7-7 head-to-head on the season with this. So I think he's too high here. And now that's the other thing. How does Detroit react after they got rid of a lot of people yesterday?
Yes, they did.
So change is coming with Detroit.
And I'll give you another one here. Do we get just a plethora of runs again tonight at Colorado, Coors Field? So far, the first two games in this series between the Cardinals and the Rockies, the games have flown over. Last night, 9-5 Cardinals over the Rockies. And tonight, the total is 12 at DraftKings. It's Dakota Hudson against Marquez for the Rockies.
I agree.
I won't be surprised if this is 10-7.
I think same thing. Yep. And I think the Phillies are too low. Gibson against Cabrera. Marlins have lost 8 of 10. They can't hit. We've talked about it 2 weeks straight here. 22 of 26, 3 earned runs or fewer. They're not going to get any runs. They can't produce anything. So you got a team that's won 12 of 13 now with the Phillies. And I trust Gibson and the Phillies to do enough damage here offensively and Gibson to hold them down. I think that's way too short here in one of the day games against the Marlins as they're trying to get the broom out.
Great run. You want to go run line?
Plus 130? Yeah, even better. I could do that. Plus 130. And the other one, the Orioles and the Red Sox now. Postponed last night. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, we were talking about could we go back to New England? Will there be another trip? The Red Sox were 9 games over 500. How did they turn this around? And now they're 7-17 in their last 24, and they have an ERA of 6 and change.
Oh, it's bad.
That was, I thought Atlanta was too good to be true again. Atlanta wins. How about Grissom going deep right off the bat?
Sure.
How about that story?
Oh, and he smoked that ball.
Right. So I can't believe the Red Sox are favored. Just no respect for this Baltimore team.
No, I mean, I'm definitely betting the Orioles again. I don't love Kramer going on the hill for Baltimore, but you can grab plus 115 in that range with Baltimore. I think that's a good number.
Is that
a good
who
number.
It is? I got conflicting guys.
I'm looking at Kramer right now.
Who I see some Voth out there, too. I know. Both guys. I'm seeing both guys listed at some sites and books. But still, I don't think the Red Sox can be $1.30.
No, I will tell you this. In the last month, there's a pitcher going tonight. So last 30 days, his ERA is 0.96. The whip is 0.79. He has 25 strikeouts and 2 wins and 28 innings pitched. He's plus 115 on the run line tonight. He's at home. It's Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
Totally under the radar. Has been fantastic. Pirates can be
Brubaker's
feisty.
Brubaker's been good.
That's the thing.
I can't believe
Brubaker
it.
Brubaker has been pretty solid. Yeah. And the Pirates are feisty. Like, they have a decent offense at times. But this Merrill Kelly, like, every single time. I mean, he's putting together a really solid season. I would like to tell you that the run and a half would be good, but they're at home, so they might only get the 8 at-bats, which always scares me a little bit in betting run lines. And also what you just said, Brubaker's been pretty decent. But Kelly's a big favorite, laying $1.80 as we speak.
No
but
opinion.
So good, and he's just like nobody really talks about him that much.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned this to you off the air earlier in the week. Why was Judge only $6 to lead the league in home runs? And then that moved, it went to minus 1,400. And he hadn't even gone deep yet in the Mariner game. Would you think about it? I thought $6 was way too low. Is Schwarber even going to hit 45, 46?
At this point,
right?
He has, what, 34?
Yes.
So he needs to hit 11 just to tie him?
Yeah. And now he's 4 ahead of the Maris pace after Judge went deep again. This is insane.
Yeah.
And he was plus 150 to hit 62 going into yesterday. He's going to do it. And I just thought, right, is Schwarber even going to hit 46? I can't see that. I thought $6 was
way too low. That's very, very tough at this point. And look, I mean, not too many books are actually offering that prop anymore just because the guy's putting together this kind of a season.
Right.
Pretty much over with.
That was strange. What caused it to move? Did some guy just come in and say, unleash hell on
here's,
it? I mean,
here's the thing. If you're betting against Judge, you're betting on an injury.
Right. But now we're with only 40 games left. That goes back to, okay, even if he gets injured.
No, I know.
Will Schwarber hit 46? Yep.
We'll discuss QB rotations tonight and why some of the point spreads have moved in the preseason.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Get the guide, you'll love it. Over 300 pages, great breakdown, college football. NFL guide coming out in a couple of weeks. Start football season the right way. And with the college guide, you get trends, profiles on every team, playoff prediction, win totals, Heisman talk. The only way to get access to this year's betting guides is to become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Sign up early for the discounted rate. College and pro guides are yours, along with full access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join us for $40 a month. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Okay, so we do have two games tonight on the docket. NFL preseason action returns as we get the Giants and the Patriots. And, Paulie, this number, again, it moved. The opener was essentially Patriots minus 2. That flipped earlier in the week, and the Giants are now sitting at 3. This is why the number flipped. Brian Daboll, in his first year, he comes over to the Giants as their new head coach. Of course, previously, in his last stop anyway, the great offensive mind for the Buffalo Bills, he talked to the media earlier in the week, and he basically said, yeah, our starters, they're going to go.
Some guys have played a lot of football. Some have played less. Everybody's in new systems here with our system on offense, our system on defense. The kicking game is similar, but I think that's important for, you know, to play football, to have live reps. How many reps that's going to be, Jordan, I can't tell you right now. I think it'll be less for some and more for others. And, you know, each game will have a plan going into it. But I anticipate all of our guys playing on Thursday. I haven't even talked about it with the players either. I think our focus is really on getting better. But probably should have told them before I told you.
When you
okay.
Okay.
That is a very key soundbite.
Interesting.
And hence the move, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the quarterback rotation now for the Giants, Daniel Jones. Last year in the preseason, I would say you got to give him a pretty solid mark. 17 of 22, again, very small sample size. That's a completion percentage of 77%. 135 yards, a touchdown, a rating of 88.3. He only ran the ball one time. You're high on Tyrod Taylor. This guy can play well in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, if he's out there for two quarters, sure. I mean, that's the side you want to be on with all the question marks in New England. And if he's a guy playing in the third quarter of a preseason, second quarter, third quarter of a preseason game, no problem.
I'm okay with that.
That goes back to the Baltimore stuff. I'm fine with Huntley and Hunley. No problem with
it. So am I. And Webb, also for the Giants. Mm-hmm. Now, in his career, in the preseason alone, 160 attempts, 58% completion percentage, two touchdowns, four INTs. He's a little shaky, but the bridge there from Jones to Taylor, the reason, again, why this moved. On the flip side, for the Patriots, Mac Jones did play really, really well last year. He won the starting job, as we all know. They got rid of Cam Newton. Hoyer, in his career, 504 attempts, 60.5% completion percentage, 15 touchdowns at 10 INTs, a rating of 82.6. And then Bailey Zappi's the rookie from Western Kentucky, almost 6,000 yards passing last year and 62 touchdowns in a single season.
Yep. I don't know what to expect from him, but I'm certainly intrigued by what he could do and what he looks like. Bills on a 9-2 ATS run. It did not go well in the preseason. Nothing went well for the Giants. It was a debacle. What happened with Judge, and they went 0-3 in the preseason as well, and the Patriots beat them 22-20. But I could regret this. You know, I think they missed the playoffs. And I also bet them under their win total of 8.5. And I laid 160 for New England to miss the playoffs, which I'm going against Belichick, which could be risky business.
Yeah.
But everything you read is all negative. Negative doesn't look good. O-line issues. But it makes sense, right? But I just don't understand why you assign Patricia. He's never done this before. And he's involved with the play calling and the offensive line. And Judge is an offensive assistant and working with the quarterbacks. I don't get it at all, especially the Patricia thing.
There's not a lot to get. I mean, it's like, how does it make any sense on any level whatsoever? I can't recall this happening, where you go from this big of a change.
Yep.
Defensive coach.
I know.
Known, get the pencil out of the year, dummy. Come on, knock it off.
Right.
And then he takes over the job as a Detroit coach, goes back home, and then all of a sudden he's going to be the OC in charge of calling plays on offense? Like, what?
What do you think of the weapons? People have been killing their weapons all offseason, too. You bring in Parker.
I don't mind Parker. I think Parker can play.
Not bad. Right. Bourne and Myers and Henry at tight end. See what they do at running back, but good running backs. Maybe they're led by the running game. Mac Jones has changed his body. He's supposed to be improve and get much better, though it hasn't happened so far, at least with some of the reports and what's happened.
But I call their weapons adequate.
Yeah. Okay, right.
There's also
they went to the playoffs last year. How bad can it be, though?
Right.
That's
right. And I would expect, actually, Mac Jones. I mean, again, it's preseason here. Oh, he looks terrible. Okay, dial it down here, maybe. I would actually expect him to take a leap in year two.
That should happen. Right. They also, not only did they make the playoffs, they were a trendy Super Bowl pick. They were blowing through people during that winning streak in that stretch.
Well, and then don't forget the
destroyed Cleveland.
Well, what they did, he played mind games with McDermott in that game in Buffalo.
Right.
Last year, the Monday night game where it was all wind and rain. They threw the ball three times. That was it. And Buffalo couldn't stop him. There's also this note, and I'll tell you the book now. Max Meyer tweeted this out. He's with Caesar Sports. They put up odds for most regular season rushing touchdowns on Monday of this week. And he tweeted, early on, the player getting the most bets is tied for the longest odds. Ramondre Stevenson, 500-1 was the number they offered. He led in tickets as of Monday at 38.1%. Second in handle, 36.5. First of all, it's a really good number for a guy who is a good running back. And then it was like that day, Patriots possibly in the market to get rid of Damian Harris. So on the trading block here, you know how Belichick treats running backs, right? They took two in the draft. Stevenson was really, really good last year in the preseason. I can see them accepting, and he's in a contract year, by the way, Harris is. I could see them trading him for like a sixth-round pick.
Yeah. Maybe they get off to a slow start, and Belichick says, the hell with it, I'm running things. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
You know,
I could see that happening.
The offense, too. So, in the other game, I got the worst of it with the number, but see if the Ravens can extend their record here in the streak. 20 in a row straight up, 18-2 ATS. I like the quarterback rotations. We've talked about what they have. But Huntley was awesome. last, not only when he got in there in place of Jackson late in the regular season, he had some phenomenal performances in the preseason. He had one game where he had four touchdowns. So if I have Huntley and Huntley going for much of the game, I don't care. That's and Woodside has put up good numbers with Tennessee, but also it was Barkley in there last year when they went 2-1 straight up, but they don't have him anymore. And how much will the rookie play is a big question, too, with Tennessee.
By the way, did you know Tannehill has not taken a preseason snap since 2019?
Is that right? Okay.
He's one of the guys who doesn't play in the preseason. You're right. Willis is an unknown. Woodside pretty good in his career in the preseason, like you talked about. But overall, you're exactly right. Huntley last year in the preseason, 72.3% of his passes were completed. 551 yards, four touchdowns, a rating of 101, one of the best in football. He ran the ball 20 times last year, too, for 80 yards and a score. And if they get to Anthony Brown, the rookie out of Oregon, he likes to run the football. As a quarterback last year at the college level, he took off. He ran for 658 yards and nine touchdowns.
Right. We'll do more of this tomorrow as there's more games, and Chuck Edel makes his return. We're excited for that. How about some rotations that you like? I mean, now with the Watson news that he's going to start, Cleveland goes Watson, Brissett, Dobbs, Rosen. Not bad.
That's okay.
New Orleans might have the best. Winston, Dalton, Book, and Hill. Or Hill, Book. However they want to choose and work with it.
That's pretty good.
That is good, yes.
I think you have to like Buffalo, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, beyond Josh Allen, it goes Case Keenum and Matt Barkley.
Yep.
I'm totally okay with Keenum and Barkley in the preseason. That's fine.
Jets go Wilson, Flacco, Mike White, and Shrevler, the CFL star.
Yeah, I know people were pretty gung-ho on him last year.
But that's a guy, and that's another guy, like Anthony Brown. We can just come in and just run the ball with him, and he could take off and third and short and extend drives.
Yeah, what do you make of the Buccaneers? Because from Brady, it goes into Blaine Gabbert, Kyle Trask, and then Ryan Griffin.
They're supposed to play Trask a lot in the preseason, see what they have with him.
Well, they took him in what, I believe, the second round? They took him high.
Was it either the last pick of the first round or the first pick of the second round, whatever it was,
It was a second round pick because I had him 30-1 to go to the Buccaneers, and it was on Friday night.
They have to see what they have, right?
You have to. That's a lot of draft capital to go with the quarterback that allegedly is going to take over for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So I want to see it as well. The Niners are a question mark to me.
Yeah, apparently Shanahan's not playing anybody.
Yeah.
Because of the schedule breaks down, too, in the preseason, which he wasn't happy about.
And I'm talking about basically beyond Lance, because Garoppolo's the fourth stringer on the depth chart. Yeah.
Can't play him. Can't get hurt.
No. It's going to be Sudfeld and then Brock Purdy, the rookie from Iowa State. I could see it getting ugly for Purdy.
Yeah.
He made some passes last year. I get it. It's college, so a lot of guys do it. But, like some of the question marks there were really, really wild.
You know what's interesting? Howell looks great so far in camp. Now that he's going to play, and then Pickett has had all kinds of issues.
Well,
that's odd.
I'm very intrigued for a guy like Howell, for sure, because of where he went in the draft. I also, we talked about Tennessee. I want to see Willis. Are you not very intrigued by Ridder with the Falcons? I want to see what he looks like actually on TV with some preseason snaps against actual competition. Because I find the whole thing, we were supposed to have that prop on quarterbacks to go in the first round last year was, 2.5 or 3? And some people made the case we might get 5. We got 1. And they all slid to, the third round and beyond. So watch some of these guys come out and just absolutely shine, and the overreaction is going to be, they should have been first round picks.
Yeah, I would like, that game's on NFL Network tomorrow. I would like to take some second half there. I think a big advantage to Detroit with going against Franks with Atlanta.
Yep.
And Blau and Boyle for Detroit in the second half of it.
Yep, I don't disagree. I really don't. We will get into Fire and Ice and look at the National League MVP race coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Good job, Will Hill at Iron Eagle on the other day. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, we have you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. All rise.
In the sports betting realm, everyone is looking for an edge.
You might not have my name. You have my blood.
It doesn't matter if you are up or down.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Success is not measured by effort, only by results.
And I will take what is mine with fire and blood.
Who you back and when you do it is crucial.
Everyone who isn't us is an enemy.
Knowledge is your greatest asset.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to guide you on your quest.
Winter is coming.
This is Fire and Ice.
All right, what do you say, Daenerys?
Oh boy, A plus open is what I say. I am Jamie Lannister there at the end.
I didn't see that one. I saw Daenerys.
Mother of Dragons. Mm-hmm. I can't say. Oh God, you got to be excited for 2 weeks, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, running more trailers for the show.
Just give me enough dragons. Just give me more dragons, and you know what to do with
more fire.
Yes,
more deaths. Okay.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Everything here with Aaron Judge.
Yep. Lead the league in home runs. MVP.
Look at this. So again. Can you pitch around the guy?
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, 405, 7 home runs, 17 yeah. RBIs. They have nothing else to offer on the offense. They can't hit. The OPS is 15 plus.
Yeah. MVP's not high enough. You know, I guess it's still possible Ohtani can come in like he did the other day with hit a home run and throw a shutout.
That is impressive.
But if this guy's going to, and he's going to do it, again, we've talked to voters that they think Maris has the record, not Bonds. And if he can hit as a Yankee, too, you're right. He's going to hit 62, and that's still plus money, which I can't believe now that he has 45.
What would you lay right now? Because, again, odds have adjusted on him to lead the league. You're not going to lay 1,400 right now. That's the number at William Hill to lead the league in home runs. What would you lay? Or would you lay 1,400?
1 to 10.
You would lay 1,000? Yeah.
$6 was off. That was a couple days. That was, yesterday.
It's a good discussion because even if he missed somehow.
Right. Let's say he's out for the year. Will Schwarber even get to 45?
Well, that's possible. I was going to say, if he misses, let's say, 3 weeks or a month, I still don't think Schwarber can catch him under that scenario.
I bet you lunch Schwarber doesn't get to 45.
No, because I don't disagree with that.
Okay. But that's part of the handicap, too, which he's not. That's not going to happen. But even if he were to miss the rest of the season, can Schwarber get to that number?
Good for this guy, man. Put it all together. I was fading him throughout the season. Finally, I had to lay $1.75 on the most home runs because I'm like, I'm going to take a bath on this if Judge doesn't get hurt.
Yep, what a run. What a run. And we got a tweet on this before the show started. Little Lindor for MVP. Huh, Dustin, what do you think? Hitting 420 last 14 days, 4 home runs, 14 RBIs. And the MVP odds sitting there, you know, the 60-1 range.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now all the way down to 40-1 this morning.
Right.
But we were getting questions on this now last night and into today. Now, who's the actual, and Dustin, you can tell me in my ear, you're the big Mets fan. He's scared of us talking Mets, by the way. It's going to happen. Something's going to happen with this team. Who's the MVP of the team, actually? Is it Lindor or is it Alonso?
Alonso.
I would agree.
Doesn't he lead the league in RBI still?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they go Alonso.
But that said, we still have approximately 7 weeks to play.
Uh-huh.
If Lindor keeps this up, he could steal it.
Big night yesterday.
Hey.
Big night. Riley's right there with Goldschmidt. We'll get to in a second.
But I will tell you this right now.
What happened with Sandy, too?
I bet Bryce Harper 66-1 August 5th last year to win the award. August 5th.
Come on.
Today's what, the 11th?
Oh.
So there's plenty of baseball left.
When did the... That was ridiculous. Wow. When did the anti-Tatis stuff start happening? And then Harper got hot.
Well, Tatis got hurt.
Yeah.
He eventually got hurt.
It wasn't a foregone conclusion. It was his award, though, correct?
At some point, well, the thing is...
Then they started losing games, though.
Yeah.
They fell out of the playoff race.
Every single day, depending on what happened the night before, either Tatis was minus 125 or DeGrom was minus 125. And then eventually, both guys got injured.
USOB. Good for you. Arenado, last 14 days.
Don't look now. He's putting together like a sensational season.
375, 5 home runs, 12 RBIs, 14 runs. Look at those odds. 18-1 MVP.
Yeah. Now, yes. I bet him before the season started. Again, our producer, Dustin, bet Goldschmidt. He's got a huge number on Goldschmidt. Now, again, plenty of baseball left here, but I think Goldschmidt probably has enough equity here to actually hold off Arenado for the team's MVP.
Yes, right. Also, Urias. You know, going back when we talked about this on Monday's show, at one book, he had the same Cy Young Award odds as Diaz. But the last 30 days, 33 innings pitched, ERA of 1, 31 strikeouts.
Oh, look at the whip.
Yep. Incredible whip, 0.76, definitely fire. And also Diaz, great open yesterday. We tweeted it out with the trumpets. Mitch coming in, getting stretched out. Love that.
Is that good with the whip, 0.22?
Oh, my God. Well, going back to May, it's ridiculous he's done.
And by the way, our discussion about saves the other day and how, for you personally, he doesn't have enough saves.
Well, if you're going to win the Cy Young, I want a big number.
But I'd come back and tell you, Paulie, again, when they're mashing teams 10-2, he's not going to have a save opportunity.
Well,
when they're covering every run line and the 2.5 run line and all these games against bad teams, he's not going to pitch.
Yeah, but Sandy's out there every 5 days. I mean, what Sandy's doing, with the closer,
But I would come back and say, how big was Diaz in that series against the Braves?
Mm-hmm.
He saved 3 games, and one of them was a two-inning save.
That 8th inning was enormous last night because he's on cruise control. And if he shuts down the Phillies, but then all of a sudden...
He goes at 3.350 today.
I know. And then back-to-back-to-back-to-back hits. Mattingly keeps him in. He gives up 4 runs. They lose the game. He loses the game.
I would argue this. It might sound silly, but if you get it, you get it. He was too good in the first 7 innings. Again, he only... Think about this, folks. Sandy Alcantara had 71 pitches last night through 7 innings. There's no way you're taking him out. He's going to finish the game, right?
I didn't like it.
And then...
Because he was coming off...
Okay. You don't like what part, though? Paul, you're going to bring him out for the 8th at 71 pitches.
Well,
it's not even a thought.
Okay, but he also was coming off a complete game shutout. Once you give up back-to-back hits, get him out, Yankee. Okay,
maybe I could buy into that, but also to come back and say I can't trust anybody in that bullpen.
Well, here's it is, too. Things opened up yesterday with Verlander. Cease goes today. Last 30 days, 30 innings pitched, ERA of 0.59.
Oh,
strikeout-to-walk ratio, 33-5, what he's done. And Cy Young continues to go down. He's got the record. Can he get it to 14 now? 13 straight starts with one earned run or fewer. As I mentioned earlier, 23 starts on the season, 20 of them. He's allowed 2 earned runs or fewer.
He was 10-1 last week to win the Cy Young.
God.
But all of this coming together now at the same exact time, that's long gone, obviously. And I don't think you can find 3-1 on him anymore. And Verlander roughed up a little bit last night. It was still considered a quality start. Yeah, 6 innings, 3 runs. He gave up 7 Ks overall. He's minus one. I saw minus $2. We're looking at minus 155 on the screen right now. Last 30 days, a 1.38 ERA with 4 wins and 36 Ks. I think some of the old school voters are going to say, look, he's going to lead the league in wins probably. He's 39 years old. And by default, as long as he doesn't just completely fall apart down the stretch, they're still going to give him the award.
All right. House Lannister, House Moss, J.D. Martinez. Oh, boy. Serious ice. No, J.D. Now, how about the MVP now? Well, House Riley.
In the National League?
Down to 3-1 MVP.
It makes sense. Guy scorching hot. One of the hottest players in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah. But you look at all these key stats and numbers, it's called Goldschmidt. First, second, first.
I know. And I will wonder this about the voters. Will they actually, how much stock will they put into the Cardinals potentially winning their division if the Braves finish in second place in the East?
I don't think that's, no, I don't think that plays.
It's going to play this year with Judge, though, over Ohtani.
Okay, here it is. Let's take a look, like a breakdown. Well, that's a big difference, though. I mean, the Braves might have a better record, even though St. Louis will win the division. Goldschmidt, number one in average, fourth in hits, fourth in home runs, second in RBIs, fifth in doubles, first in on base, first in slugging, first in OPS.
Riley, second overall in WAR, which is big, too.
Yeah, it's okay, yep. Riley's third, though. And he's second in OPS, second in slugging, third in doubles, top 10 in RBIs, second in home runs, third in hits.
So he's lingering, which to me means that he could steal it again down the stretch. But if the season ended today, I think you would have to give the award to Goldie,
Yes.
I think
he's $1.40 favorite for a reason.
Yeah, he would. There's another guy, by the way. Have you seen what Machado's doing now? The guy has been blazing hot, and for a long time before Goldschmidt took over as the favorite to win this award, that was Manny as the favorite or the shortest shot on the board.
Right.
And Machado is now suddenly just destroying the baseball. They're not going to win the division. Braves aren't going to win the division. Cardinals might lose out to the Brewers. Who knows?
It's all up for grabs. These races are great.
Yeah.
Especially with wild card stuff.
Maybe one of the Mets players can come out of nowhere and steal it. And be like a Bryce Harper from last year.
I can't get there. Too good.
Pitching's too good.
Too deep. Pitching's too deep. Too many good play. Marte's had a good year. Yeah.
Mike Palm's going to join the program coming up next. VP of Circa Resort and Casino. Corn cob humidity tonight. Major League Baseball. And how the numbers have moved in the two NFL preseason games.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.